God's not dead, he's merely hiding. You can see him in the morning when the sun is rising. Greed's not good and God's not dead. I don't care what Nietzsche or Ayn Rand said. The blood of every man is red, and I'm not going to war. They justify all the things they do with convoluted logic and waves still pound upon the sand and will when they're gone. God's not dead, he's merely hiding. You can see him in the morning when the sun is rising.
It is time for a weekly visit from our favorite social, political, and metaphysical commentator, Les Visible. He writes several blogs right around the globe that expresses reality as it is seen from beyond that smoky mirror of spin and deception, with a style and candor that cuts deep, separating, as it were, the bone from the marrow. And here at Feet the Fire, we experience the audio edition with the powerful poetic delivery of his written message, with a style that he will love or hate, depending upon your desire to be alive and awaken to the light of truth, or remain asleep in the darkness of delusion. Let us take a trip across the pond to somewhere in Europe, and this week's comments from Les Visible.
Well, here I am again, folks. Totally spontaneous. Wait a minute. Aroo! This is the dog poet hovering somewhere above somewhere, no idea where. Being spontaneous because I have no show prepared again. And that's because, once again, I had a wild series of times over the weekend. I went into Basel to get together with a band, a professional country western band. And my God, did that go well. And then we did a lot of improvisational stuff. So it's looking real good for maybe putting together a tour here in Europe. We shall see. And then after that, the bass player and I went out and... God, for some reason, we put a lot of eyeshadow on. And we were going around looking for this place to hang out because I really couldn't go back home until dawn again. We're looking for this one place that was open until 6. Couldn't find it. Found another place. And this guy says, you want to go to Saxophone? And he said, you know, it costs so much to get in, but here's a piece of paper. Give the guy at the door and so-and-so. So we saved 20 francs each. No big deal. I go into this place. It's, nearly 5 o'clock by now. It was the most jumpinest joint I've ever seen. They had this incredible drum music. We lost our minds, danced like maniacs. Well, actually, bass player left, and I wound up dancing until 8 o'clock in the morning. Then, of course, I went out of there seriously disoriented from dehydration, dancing, God knows what else. And just basically being in Basel in a surreal situation, doing a lot of music and cutting loose with certain things that wake up certain energies that put you in a situation where life is the same. And once again, the town was extremely unpredictable. And so I got on a tram and I went 3 times around, constantly still missing my stop when I found out that that wasn't my stop. I had to get off somewhere else. So it was about 12 o'clock before I actually got across the border, got in my car and drove home. So, of course, I didn't sleep that night or the next night, and here I am after 4 hours last night, but still pretty alert, fairly together. And what do we talk about? Just how strange things are and the fact that there seems to be this really unusual energy in the air. Not much reflected in the news, this big T-square and all of that, all this astrological stuff obviously happening, but not much happening outside or else we're not hearing about it. Well, I know there are people who think, Les, you got to live a quiet, sedentary life. You can't be out dancing till late in the morning, rocking and rolling with all kinds of people who are trying to have fun, but they're Swiss and therefore they can't. Sorry about that. But, you know, they try. What I'd like to do is just have the Swiss come to me and give me total control of their life, and I'll put them through a lot of situations they wouldn't otherwise do, but which would be extremely liberating. And a lot of it would involve multiple sex partners and not of their choice in surprising situations and a loss of money and the need to do without any of that, but just to be of service to people whether they liked it or not. And soon they would find out that whoever they were wasn't. And whoever they are now is so entirely different that whatever they was is no longer rememberable. It's the only town I've ever been in where you can go ask someone directions and they, they're rude with you. You get nasty. I was on my way trying to find that bar the other night, and I stopped two ladies on the street, and I said, "Hi, by the way, do you know where so-and-so is?" And he walked away. I said, "Jesus, you know, I'm not asking you for your bodies, and besides, I don't sleep with ordinary-looking women." That was not so funny, but heck, they were extremely rude. That's gotten to be surprising that way. Others are very friendly, but even in that bar, there was a sense of like, I don't know what you call it, reserve, but it's actually kind of elitism because everybody has what they have and they don't want anybody else to have it. And everybody's afraid you're going to ask them for something which you haven't got the slightest interest in, nor do you know what they have. And frankly, they don't have anything except a big prison. And all night long, I was saying to myself, it's all about the money. It's all about the money. Everyone's attitude was about the money. There's money everywhere. And Basel, home place of Zionism, God knows why I'm that close to it, running around in that town, I probably have no idea I'm there. Well, some people do, one would say. And Switzerland in general is where they put the money to rest until they need to start another war. And that's where all the profits from the war goes. And Switzerland is the place where all the bankers keep their money until they start conflicts to screw up the rest of the world. And all the people that screw up the rest of the world move to Switzerland, where the money is and where they're safe. And so Switzerland is a very odd place. It's very beautiful, but in cities like Geneva and Zurich and Basel, it's all about the money. I believe I said this before. If it rains, and I mean sprinkles, you see thousands of umbrellas suddenly come up. And that's all about that security comfort zone. Any amount of rain is something that's a little distressing, a little intrusive. And anything that gets personal or suggests that you might want to cut loose and maybe rock and roll a little bit is disturbing because it might disturb the money. The money is sleeping. Don't wake up the money. The money might scream at you, kick you in the ass, or make you go somewhere where there's no money. So it's really a huge blood bank, and all the blood is the blood that was shed elsewhere that's been translated into currency that was created from the blood that was shed in order that a lot of them principal scoundrels and psychopaths could make a huge profit while they plan the next one. And that's the one thing I'm hoping for in this age, because for far, far too long, quite a collection of really nasty people have been allowed to proliferate and profit. They should be hunted down, removed, done away with, or put in cages hanging 30 feet in the air above every city, you know, with a constant radio announcement of what they did and where they were. And people could jeer at them and throw shit, and shit literally. And or they could come down even lower, just be scorned and, taken around like a traveling sideshow to every town. So-and-so did this, so-and-so did that. They bring them out on stage, you know, everybody hisses, throws tomatoes and everything, and, makes them take off their clothes, say, this is what I look like, why I have to pay women a lot of money to come and do things they wouldn't ordinarily do, and, or even someone to stand in for me, and yada, 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 yada. And, I don't know. You know, I was dancing like a maniac, having a great time. There were other people who were, too, also, and having, a really good time with a lot of these people. And, of course, the Kundalini sets off a lot of waves, and a lot of people are stoned in there. There's a big drug supermarket, so people are buying things and getting high. And but then there were these other people who were just back and watching. And, of all of them, there was this critical sense that something was going on that wasn't controlled. But meanwhile, they're in a place where they're supposed to lose control, see, which doesn't make any sense. But that's the thing about the Swiss. And, it's kind of interesting because you can go into that town and purchase people for various things and, this and that. But it's very expensive there, too, and everybody's got a lot of money. Oh, well, I'm not there now. I'm here. Here's wherever I am when I'm not somewhere else. That would be home. And I don't really know what to tell you right now except just to keep your spirits up and be thankful and grateful that not much is happening, at least not with me, and I can't see myself as some sort of a bellwether for what's happening everywhere, but I don't see anything in the news really either. And I guess I have to realize also that astrological conditions set in motion certain conditions, but the conditions don't happen on those dates. They merely come about, set the conditions, and then what happens results. So really nothing was supposed to happen this weekend anyway. And one thing I found, and I hopefully I'll say this as an illustration for the rest of you, is I find myself on the verge of being able to do almost anything and not care who sees me. In fact, do it so that people will see me as if it were some sort of an honesty by acting out with the potential to do all the things no one else does, as if that would suggest maybe you guys should do it. Whereas I don't really need to do those things because I've already done them and done them so much that I don't even care about them much at all. But I find myself acting out in such a way that I show everybody the potential. Well, here's just one example. And I didn't actually do this, but I have done things like this. After all of this was done in Basel, I decided I wanted a beer. And got one weird thing. I go walking down the street and there's this gypsy lady in one doorway and a black lady in the other. One could have been a hooker. And the gypsy lady sees me and waves over and she's in front of like a club. And I'm going, oh, is it open? And she goes, Yeah. I said, I just want to get a beer. She takes me up three flights of stairs. I said, hey, what's going on? I just want a beer. This isn't a club. She says, hey, you get your beer. Takes me in her apartment, has me sit down in a chair in her bedroom, comes back, gives me the beer. I pay her for it. I'm going, what the hell is going on? And then she says, okay. And I left. God, that was bizarre. But anyway, I take the beer. I go down to this park. I'm sitting there. And I realize I'm sitting too close to a lot of kids that are playing because I'm singing to myself and acting like, I guess, a deranged person would, who's a little lit and sitting and waiting to be not so lit. So I decide to move over to another area. And I see this young guy, about 22 or 23, with a sort of a knapsack. I realize he's walking around the area. He keeps looking at me. And I'm going, right, the guy is cruising me. So I waved to him, said, hey, come over here. And then he moved out of sight, didn't see him again. But what I was going to do was say, you know, isn't this what's happening? He said, yeah. I say, okay, I'll tell you what, let's work something out for you. What are you looking for? And I'll take him out and find it. I was going to do that, you know? And then I ran across several other people who were cruising. I was going to go, oh, well, I should ask them what they're looking for and see if I can help them get it. You know, this is a little bit insane, but so it is. But I find myself wanting to do those kind of things now. I ask people about their lives, ask them if they're happy. Then I say, well, you don't have to be like this. They go, no, yeah, I do. I say, no, I have a certain exact thing. I was talking to this guy. I said, look, he's in the corporate world and, you know, in Bosley, wants to get out of it. It sucks. What do you want to do? I don't know. I don't know what my passion is. I said, I can tell you how to find your passion. For 3 days, kick every thought out of your head because it's all a lot of furniture that was put there by other people, left by other people, or stuff that just wound up there because you didn't move it. And that's what you've got as a reality. That's the room you're looking at, but none of that's real. So that's what you've got right now with what you're doing. Empty everything out, no matter what comes in. Everything you throw out until there's nothing left to throw out, and then keep it that way. And a state exists where there seems to be nothing. But there are things you didn't throw out. There are things that you can't throw out. And they're part of you. And what happens is, in that state, if you don't allow anything else to come in, the thing begins to pulse. And the initial qualities of yourself will manifest. Those are your passions, your drives, your basic personal drive that you're all about. There'll probably be two or three. And he says, well, then tell me these other things, you know. And I said, no, I cannot tell you these other things until you do this thing. It would be stupid, wouldn't it? If you don't do this to do the work, why should I tell you the other things? And why should I give you insights into certain, you know, say, powers, which you have them. God knows. I mean, they can be turned to evil, which they can. I shouldn't worry about that, but it just wasn't my excuse. This is so typical of so many people. You know, they, you know, I'll check them out. I'll say, oh, this is wrong. This is wrong. I say, well, this is what you do. No. Well, there's, you know, and clear, very clear what you do, not so much what I'm telling them to do, but I say, this is what you don't do, this is what you remove, this is what you arrange, and then you can do whatever is, you know, no. They want to be where they are, and they want to complain because they want it suddenly to happen somehow on its own. It doesn't. And it won't happen unless you remove the things that are taking up the space and filling up the space and working counterproductive to the things that you want to do. You can't get anywhere unless you remove everything else that's taking you to where you are. So get rid of everything that about you that there is. It doesn't matter what it is. Get rid of it all. Don't have any idea of what you are or what you know. I mean, Convince yourself you don't know a damn thing. Understand you're woefully unaware of anything, have no powers, and are nobody. And if you're unhappy, it's because you've been relying on a lack of information, which means basically your own. It's like most of these people running around. They're all making a lot of noise, standing up to draw attention to themselves as if they knew something. But all they do is stand up, look like complete fools to the embarrassment, dismay, and everything else of everyone else. But they don't recognize that. They're all dressed, as I said, in polyester golf pants and calling attention to themselves, which they really shouldn't do. Actually, they shouldn't call attention to themselves, and they should become someone else. Anyway, but that's how you do it. Anytime you want to make a change, anytime you want to be a better person, anything, get rid of everything you are. Because what you are, this positive, will return. And what is negative that returns, as soon as you see it, you go, okay, this is, you know, retarding me. So this is something every time it comes up, I'm going to remind myself this is relevant, not act on it and do the opposite. And it doesn't take very long. And if you get rid of everything, you're down to the core where God operates, and God's going to immediately start setting up the things that are relevant to who you are. Now I have to make my own way. I can't rely on God. I rely on myself. Well, where did that get you? Where you are? It is relying on yourself, but that's the thing everybody relies on, because only they themselves are sure that even if they make a mistake, it'll be something they've done before and they know how bad it is. So anyway, what can I tell you? Well, it's time to go. And I had a show without even thinking about it. So you guys have a wonderful time. I'll see you next week if there is one. Actually, it won't be a show, but you'll have a download. It's been a great pleasure. May you be protected and guided by God to the degree you actually seek God and put him in charge of things, because how else can he do it? And that said, I shall say aloha and
morning when the sun is rising. God's not dead, merely hiding. You can see him in the morning when the sun is rising.